The trade war between the U.S. and China has been tough on soybean farmers here in the U.S. For many of them, China is their biggest market. NPR's Jim Zaroli has been visiting with a farm family in North Dakota.
It's a drizzly afternoon in the town of Hillsboro. Because of the rain, the Lovis family has had to quit harvesting their crops for the day. Sitting in the back seat of his pickup in baggy jeans and suspenders, 72-year-old Peter Lovis looks out over the ripening fields of soybeans. They stretch all the way to the horizon.
We love raising soybeans, but if this scenario stays on, we've got to cut production way, way off and try to figure out what to replace it with.
As he heads back to his farm's office, Lovis says he's been planting soybeans for 20 years. They cover half of the family's 8,000 acres. That wasn't always the case. For a long time, the family planted wheat and sugar beets. But the 80s and early 90s were hard years. There was too much rain and disease, and the crops often failed.
You'd be surprised the decisions you can make when you're hungry. Things don't work. We went through 20 years of wet stuff. We lost our sugar beets. We were raising. We were burning our wheat crops.
So in the mid-90s, like a lot of North Dakota farmers, Lovis turned to soybeans. They handled the rain well, and they could be sold quickly. And there was a big new market opening up. Asia was eager to buy American soybeans. Lovis says trade delegations from China came to visit his farm.
These guys had come by millions of tons. You know, they're just plain old Joes asking good questions, and you can hear the wheels turning. They want to see what a crop looks like. It's been a joy. It really is. It's really fun.
The soybean trade really exploded in the late 90s after the Alton Grain Terminal was built across the road. The terminal towers over the prairie along a railroad track. Farmers come here every day to sell their crops. They're weighed and sorted and loaded onto 110-car trains. Then they're transported to the Pacific Northwest and put on freighters bound for Asia. But the terminal's grain manager, Corey Tryon, says soybean orders from China have stopped coming in.
It's just dead, and harvest hasn't really started yet.
Earlier this year, the Trump administration imposed tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports. Beijing hit back hard. Since then, the cash price of soybeans has fallen by as much as a third. Even worse, orders from Asia have dried up. Back at the Lovis Farms office, Peter's daughter-in-law, Sarah, stares at her computer screen.
As a matter of fact, I just did some quick calculations this morning. If we were to sell our entire 40-bushel crop, which is an average crop for us here, we would lose about $243,000.
A few feet away, Peter Lovis leans back in his chair and folds his arms.
You don't have to worry about paying income tax, I'll tell you that. You figured out from there ain't no income tax going out of this farm.
The government has promised money to help farmers survive the trade war, but Peter Lovis isn't too impressed. He says most farmers will just use the money to pay off their loans, so it'll end up going to the banks. Sarah Lovis says she's grateful for any help they can get, but she notes that the Lovises have been farming this land for four generations.
We don't do anything around here for short term. We do it for long term. And it's taken a long time to develop some of these relationships that we've had. I hope we can continue to develop those relationships again into the future.
Right now, the Lovises are focused on this year's harvest. They don't want to sell their soybeans at a loss unless they have to. So they'll end up storing them in hopes that the trade war blows over and the price comes back, whenever that may be. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.